The Illinois Department of Human Services is funding several new initiatives aimed at raising awareness about problem gambling and helping people access treatment. Among the recipients of state grants in the past year are Gateway Foundation, an addiction treatment provider based in Springfield, and the Midwest Asian Health Association, or MAHA, based in Chicago. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with Gateway spokesperson Teresa Garate and MAHA's Substance Abuse Program Coordinator Lena Xie to learn more about the issue of gambling addiction.
We have about 2.2% of adults in Illinois have some kind of gambling disorder. We also know that during the pandemic, we've seen many people sort of resorting to negative coping mechanisms. We've seen people who were in long-term recovery return to alcohol use or substance use. We've seen people who were, had been in long-term recovery from gambling return to that. The fact that you can now access gambling on your phone, especially sports betting, and make it mobile makes it very, very easy and very accessible to do, even when you're at home in the stay-at-home orders. And we've also seen, of course, more people with anxiety and depression, uncertainty about the future because of COVID, right? What's going to happen and how are they dealing with this? And so everybody deals with stress and anxiety and depression in different ways. And those that have addiction, which is a disease of the brain, may resort back to those things that trigger, their use of either substances and in this case, gambling. We have some other scary statistics. Adults who with a gambling disorder are 2.5 times more likely to attempt suicide than the general population. And that's because they get to a point in their disorder that they've gone so far down the road that they've, lost their home, they've spent their child's college savings, whatever it is. And because it is an invisible, what we call an invisible illness, it's very hard for family members to detect. So they get to a point where they just, they've lost all hope and they're in total despair. And, the fact that people don't see it as an addiction makes it even harder for people to be self-aware and understand that they have a problem, that they need help. There's a lot of stigma related to this disease.
And Lena, can you tell me why the Midwest Asian Health Association decided to get involved in looking into this problem as well?
Yeah, no problem. So we have a mental health clinic where we are able to get not clients with problem gambling per se, but just hear a lot of anecdotal stories through our mental health clinic, but also through our healthcare insurance navigator program, where we just hear that people are concerned with gambling issues in the community. These are just anecdotal stories that people have been telling us. We don't have any treatment providers that serve the community currently. So there aren't any way for us to really know the data behind problem gambling in the community. It's just hearing through community members, their stories that they share out to us. We have noticed that this is an issue that many members are concerned with. And during this time, we were also noticing that IDHS has this grant that's put out to better assess problem gambling in the state and also to understand how serious the issue is. So we thought it was appropriate time for us to create this new program where we would specifically tackle gambling awareness as a prevention program and focus on community outreach. I do want to point out that there is currently, gambling itself has not traditionally been seen as a public health issue that has a lot of data and research into it. So currently, right now, the state is putting out a statewide assessment to try to assess how serious the problem is and where different factors it should be tackled in and how much funding should continue to be put into such program to tackle problem gambling.
And that, that reminds me of something. So when you're sick and you have an illness and you call your insurance company, they say, oh, this is what we cover. So if you called and said, do you cover gambling disorder services? They might say no, because it's under the OCD, a diagnosis of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. So it's really important for people to understand that if they need treatment, it's out there, but they also need to educate themselves about how to get that treatment and how to make sure that their insurance companies cover that. And I think it's because of what Lena said, is that, there's still, it has not been looked at as a public health issue, although it is. And it is something that is a growing problem.
That's Teresa Garate with Gateway Foundation and Lena Xie with the Midwest Asian Health Association. They spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman.